The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is a Tuesday, folks. It is already the 9th of May. We're working on half of 2017 being put in the record books. Things are moving quickly when you're having so much fun. And I just want to expound for a minute when I was talking to Teresa in the UP. I'm serious about this, folks. I mean, I still, to this day, will engage cops when I can. Where I can, I always do. And you're not going to get, you know, a big smile and a slap on the back and thank you so much. You're not going to get that. These are literally trained soldiers in uniform. Okay? That's what they are. And it takes a while to get through to that. And one-on-one, I've had some amazing conversations where the admissions will come back to me and, yeah, they know what's going on. But they're there for the retirement. As about 12 years ago, right up the road here on 35 from Round Rock, I ran into a deputy. He was a sergeant. He had two rookies with him. They were in a stop and rob. Yeah, not so much here in Texas, but we don't hide behind Lexan glass. And they were having coffee, so I engaged them in conversation. Two rookies were really interested. I told them I did radio. And I engaged the sergeant. And he pretty much admitted that in a couple of years, he says, I'm here training my replacements. In a couple of years, I'm going to retire. And I said, well, that's fine. I said, but, you know, what's the legacy? What are you leaving behind for your children? Do you have children? Yeah, I got two kids. I said, you may be able to retire and tuck yourself under a rock, but what are they going to have to deal with? This is when the young recruits there started to really perk up, and then I directed my conversation to them. But folks, you know, James Comey was the guy that initiated with telling all law enforcement, and I don't give a damn who they were, county sheriffs, chiefs of police, rank and file, didn't matter, instructing these guys as to who these sovereign citizens were, that they'd much rather literally, you sent this out, literally, that these sovereign citizens would much rather gun you down than to even talk to you. Well, that's a big PR problem for the populace, wouldn't you say? And by letting them know that we know what's going on and we don't like it, and they hear it more and more and more, this affects them. It might even start them to think. So I'm just saying. You know, in the meantime, when there's no other option visible, keep walking and talking. It's having an effect. You may not see it immediately. We're a country of instant gratification. We do something, we expect immediate returns. Well, stop doing that. This is a long-term project, and it's going to take your dedication to get it done. The Myth of the Rule of Law. I said I was going to get into it this hour, and I'm going to get into it. And this is probably, I would put this down at the level of master college thesis, okay? Because it's good. In order for a society to have peace and order, there needs to be a set of largely uniform and neutral laws in which the vast majority of the public agree are fair and just. Throughout the history of Western law, a decentralized process of trial and error, competing courts, and private arbitration achieved these rules. A monopoly of power was not necessary nor desirable. Before the rise of the modern bureaucratic democratic nation-state, the monarch was the symbol of the monopolistic order, and his power consisted mostly in enforcing the private common law tradition that had already developed over centuries. Now, eventually, the nation-state model we see today grew and absorbed this decentralized tradition into a monolithic, top-down, coercive regime imposed by legislatures, state police, and bureaucracies. The rule of law became the propaganda term used to justify this radical departure from the Western tradition of common law and private arbitration. The law was now political in nature, subject to the usual array of corruption and disincentives inherent in any political order. With the monopoly state now in charge of law, the idea that a coercively imposed system of justice in which everyone is governed by neutral rules and are objectively applied by judges became a powerful myth for states to exert control over society. As a myth, however, the concept of the rule of law is both powerful and dangerous. Its power derives from its great emotional appeal. The rule of law suggests an absence of arbitrariness, an absence of the worst abuses of tyranny. The image presented by the slogan, "America is a government of laws and not people," is one of fair and impartial rule rather than subjugation to human whim. Now, this is an image that can command both the allegiance and the affection of the citizenry. After all, who wouldn't be in favor of the rule of law if the only alternative were arbitrary rule? But this image is also the source of the myth's danger, for its citizens really believe that they are being governed by fair and impartial rules, and that the only alternative is subjugation to personal rule, they will be much more likely to support the state as it progressively curtails their freedom. The rule of law imposed by the state is simply a myth. There is no such thing as a government of laws and not people. Legislative edicts are always subject to the biases and agenda of those who interpret them and will be imposed in this matter by whoever currently wields the power of the monopoly state over society. For example, despite the U.S. Constitution's very clear language in most of its passages, and there are, admittedly, some dangerously vague sections of it, of course, the most trained and brilliant legal minds can come to completely opposite conclusions over the exact same clause. Whether it's a particular amendment in a Bill of Rights or the particular language of an executive or legislative power, a liberal and conservative judge could use sound reasoning and cite historical precedent to make their case. And ironically, they could both be right, because the law consists of contradictory rules and principles, argues John Hasnes. Sound legal arguments will be available for all legal conclusions, and hence the normative predispositions of the decision makers rather than the law itself determines the outcome of the cases. The law, then, is not a neutral body of rules to help keep order and govern society. It is merely an opinion with a gun. Now, whenever the state is in charge of anything, the outcomes, the process, and the administration are always political in nature. There can never be a system of definite, consistent rules that produce determinate results, because these laws, no matter how they're written, will always be subjected to the biases, the prejudices, and the discrimination of those who interpret and enforce them. The idea that the law is not neutral or a detriment is not a revolutionary doctrine and should not be entirely shocking. Over a century ago, former Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes argued that certainty in law is an illusion. Judicial decisions rely more on the language of logic than they do the objective enforcement. Since at least the 1970s, the critical legal studies movement has recognized this, and even they are just reviving the legal realist who made these same insights decades before them. The idea of detriment law is actually an undesirable feature. Even if we were to overcome the impossibility of making it so, as the strength of the effective legal system lies in its ability to have certain amounts of flexibility. This is why the decentralized private law tradition was able to produce several codes of uniform laws. Don't murder, don't steal, don't assault, or initiate aggression in general, while providing the room to adapt to social change and distinct cultures. When the law is under the dominion of top-down coercive state, it is transformed from a system of governance to a body of expropriation. Now, whether through the use of logic or emotional appeals, whoever wields the state apparatus says that the law is, and they will dispense their armed enforcers to make sure their law is fulfilled. If an objective rule of law is impossible, then why does this myth persist? To ask the question is to answer it. Like all myths, notes Hasnaz, didn't make up his name, that's his real name. He says it's designed to serve an emotive rather than cognitive function. The purpose of the myth is not to persuade one's reason, but to enlist one's emotions in support of an idea. And this is precisely the case for the myth of the rule of law. Its purpose is to enlist the emotions of the public in support of society's political power structure. Either you're with us or you're against us. Remember that? If the public views the law as a neutral and objective arbiter, then they are more willing to support state power and its violent expropriation and parasitism. We are not more willing to accept the comfortable delusion of objectivity and the need for predictable laws than deal with the frightening alternatives of supposedly unpredictable anarchy. Once they believe they are being commanded by an impersonal law rather than other human beings, people view their obedience to the political authority as the public-spirited acceptance of the requirements of social life rather than a mere acquiescence to superior power. Tyrants of the past used to claim that their rule was inspired by divine right, to mask the fact that their rule was an exercise of naked aggression over their subjects. When this doctrine became discredited, a new myth was needed, and then the rule of law was born. No matter how impossible the rule of law may be, the state has a heavy interest in promoting this myth. Before the rise of legislative law, the private, decentralized, and polycentric common law system was effective at promoting peace and public order because it lacked the monopoly power of a centralized state. Now, under both models, laws are never determinate or universally objective. But under private law system, bad decisions that were not accepted by the public or viewed as overreaches could not be coercively imposed on society. The system of checks and balances allowed laws beneficial to the protection of private property to flourish while weeding out the bad laws. Under the state system, however, it's much harder, if not impossible, to fix bad laws as there now exists a political incentive to keep the law on the books. While most judges serve lengthy or even life terms, if they judge, the legislature, the police are all part of the state apparatus. They will tend to find expansive definitions for the state power with limited definitions of individual freedoms. Now, the myth of the rule of law does more than render the people submissive to the state authority. it also turns them into the state's accomplices in the exercise of its power. For people who would ordinarily consider it a great evil to deprive individuals of their rights or oppress politically powerless minority groups, will respond with patriotic fervor when these same actions are described as upholding the rule of law. While the state does not indeed provide some of the law and order under its jurisdiction, the rule of law has been used as a propaganda tool in order to help cement and legitimize state power. It's very powerful because it is true. You know, we have been talking about this for a number of years. You know, the common law. Common law was upheld and supported by people with common sense. Because it, what? It made sense. But now that you have the state's apparatus with a bunch of supposedly elected people taking their positions, and we've seen this evolve over the years, have we not? When I was a kid, law enforcement was still referred to as being a peace officer. If you were to ask a cop out of uniform, hey, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a peace officer. He didn't say I was a cop. He didn't say he was law enforcement. He would tell you, I'm a peace officer. And that was the mindset. It wasn't an aggressive and overly amped up military outlet for the state. They were the peacemakers. There was a problem, they broke it up, they brought the peace. If there was a bad guy, they brought him to justice. That was very simplistic, but it was generally true. And this is why I had to point out to Teresa that, you know, and then she gave me an example. If I had not engaged her, that would not have been extracted. That her main point was she'd get the call from people trying to elicit money, state police. Okay, hey, give us $15. Well, we need better weapons and better training and better law enforcement. Blah, 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 blah. But then during the course of that conversation, when I had mentioned that 20 years ago when I was up in Michigan, these guys handled themselves in a professional manner. They weren't drawing guns. They weren't yelling and screaming at you. They weren't commanding you to get out of your car. They were simply having a conversation with you. And that's the feeling that you got. You didn't view them as an immediate terminal threat to you. No, he was a cop. He's out here. He wants to talk to me. Okay. So talk. 800-313-9443 will open up the phones. Folks, it is what it is. We know what the situation is. The determination that must be made is how do we alter the playing field? Oh, by the way, have you heard? Comey's fired. I thought I'd get 100. Wonder what the Trump phenomenon is going to do with this tonight. I'm going to have a field day. You're right. By the way, going on, I didn't have a chance to report on this yesterday. Federal court is demanding the release of Hillary's State Department emails on the Benghazi attack. Why is it that Mr. Comey, while he was head of the FBI, never asked for the email servers? He never did. Don't you find that a little bit odd that the head guy at the FBI would not order that the servers be turned over to the FBI? Wow. Well, a Washington, D.C. federal courts judge has ordered the State Department to turn over Hillary Clinton's emails that immediately followed the terrorist attack in Benghazi to the conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch. By the way, by way of lawsuit or the threat thereof. 800-313-9443 will take your calls. We'll take this break. We'll be right back. Must come down.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Of course, we got to go to RT to get this story. Yes, Russia is our enemy. U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson reviewed the documents and rejected the government's contention that the records had been properly withheld under FOIA exemption, Freedom of Information Act. The defendants contend that it properly withheld 8 identical paragraphs in 2 different emails, which were summaries of calls between the President of the United States and the presidents of Libya and Egypt in the aftermath of the Benghazi attack, wrote Judge Jackson in her memorandum opinion on March 20th. The State Department argued the summaries were meant to provide information to senior officials to be used in their decision-making on how to respond to a national security crisis. Plaintiffs argued that the subject line of the email quick summary of POTUS calls to presidents of Libya and Egypt and the FYSA annotation, a common acronym for your situational awareness, refute any suggestion of careful analysis, deliberation, or judgment. The court finds that 2 records, even if just barely pre-decisional, are not deliberative, and the court finds that the misconduct exception cannot be evoked in this FOIA action, and the defendant's motion for summary judgment be granted in part and denied in part. Defendant is instructed to produce documents, and then they give the document numbers. Now, Judicial Watch hopes the emails will reveal what Obama and Clinton knew following the attack. Does President Trump know his state and Justice Departments are still trying to provide cover for Hillary and Barack Obama? Said Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton in a statement. That's what he said. He said, an extraordinary court ruling that could result in key answers about Benghazi outrage is being opposed by the Trump administration. This may well be an example of deep state trying to get away with a cover-up. And if so, then the Trump administration must put a stop to it. By the way, this story preceded Mr. Comey's release. Nobody wants to talk today, huh? Interesting. Very interesting. Well, more information about Comey. Comey and the FBI never asked for the DNC hacked computer servers during its investigation. The FBI did not examine the DNC servers before issuing a report stating the intrusion was a Russian attack. On December 16, 2016, FBI Director James Comey reportedly agreed with DNI Director Clapper that Russian intervention in the 2016 election. And who's on the hit list that, well, he's got to be arrested. He's got to be charged. At least six times, WikiLeaks has denied Russia was their source of the leaked DNC emails. Michael, pot please.
Welcome back. Doubling down, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange insists that Russia had zero involvement in the emails leaked during the election.
In an exclusive interview with Sean Hannity, Assange says the Obama administration is trying to delegitimize the Trump presidency.
Kelly Wright, live for us from D.C. with the interview that you will not see anywhere else. Good morning, Kelly.
Heather and Clayton, good morning to you as well. Julian Assange, a controversial founder and editor-in-chief of WikiLeaks, claims the Obama administration is trying to delegitimize the election of Donald Trump. In an exclusive interview inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where Assange is staying, he tells Fox News' Sean Hannity that Russia is not the source for hacking the emails of the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta.
You did not get this information about the DNC, John Podesta's emails. Can you tell the American people 1,000% you did not get it from Russia or anybody associated with Russia?
We can say, we have said repeatedly over the last 2 months that our source is not the Russian government and it is not a state party.
Throughout the presidential election, WikiLeaks released emails that embarrassed the Clinton campaign and the Democratic Party, Assange disputing the Obama administration's claims that Russia was involved.
Our publications had wide uptake by the American people. They're all true. But that's not the allegation that is being presented by the Obama White House. So why such a dramatic response? Well, the reason is obvious.
We'll find out what his reasoning is. By the way, this interview with Sean Hannity is better than, what, 5-6 months old? We'll conclude that, finish the subject matter when we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultation consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Feeling down and dirty, feeling kind of mean.
All right, we are back. Here's the rest of that Assange, just in case you missed it. Most people didn't. But like I said, about 5 or 6 months ago, he gave this interview to Sean Hannity. One of the things I noticed, Sean Hannity kept pressing him. Well, where did the emails come from? Did it come from Russia? Did it come from the United States? Of course, Assange, maintaining his neutrality, that's why he's trusted with so much leaked information, is because he doesn't edit it. He just puts it out. He doesn't create it. He's not a propagandist. He's a person that passes on the information to the public, and they can't stand it. Michael? Pot, please. No, it's not.
Administration as it goes into the White House. They are trying to say that President-elect Trump is not a legitimate president.
Meanwhile, the FBI and Homeland Security claim to have evidence of a Russian link. A U.S. intelligence source says not all of it has been released over concerns for sources and foreign allies that help us. Part one of the exclusive interview, by the way, airs tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time,
right here on Fox News.
All right. So it's necessary even to flip-flop Fox News, which is an ongoing process. The people that would halfway report the truth are being greased to be slid out the back door. Now, the FBI did not examine the servers of the Democratic National Committee before issuing a report attributing the sweeping cyber intrusion to Russian-backed hackers. 6 months after the FBI first said it was investigating the hack of the DNC committee's computer network, the Bureau has still not requested access to the hacked servers. A DN spokesman said, "No U.S. government entity has run an independent forensic analysis on the system." The DNC had several meetings with representatives of the FBI's cyber division and its Washington, D.C. field office, the Department of Justice's National Security Division, and the U.S. Attorney's offices, and it responded to a variety of requests for cooperation, but the FBI never requested access to the DNC's computer servers. Eric Walker, the DNC's deputy communications director, told BuzzFeed News in an email. But the FBI has instead relied on computer forensics from a third-party tech security company. Doesn't seem they're capable of doing anything for themselves anymore. CrowdStrike, which first determined in May of last year that the DNC servers had been infiltrated by Russia's linked hackers, the U.S. intelligence officer told BuzzFeed News. Now, what do you expect that third party that the FBI is paying or make sure that they get paid? What do you think they're going to say? But here again, you know, jolly good plus double good, whatever, you know, and I appreciate, you know, people going after and using the FOIA request, but let's request the right information here. You know, does this really have anything to do with the Benghazi hacks? Or, I'm sorry, the Benghazi investigation or lack thereof? No, we pretty much nailed that when they tried to float this thing, and we called it for what it is. We called foul. We knew that the arms that we had supplied to the anti-Libyan, you know, this great quest for the people to liberate themselves from Gaddafi, which, by the way, was non-existent until the intelligence agencies supplied and directed, you know, this counter-protest, let's put it, against the Libyan government. And that those arms were run into who was now firing up the fight against Assad. And Hillary Clinton knew this. She most assuredly knew this. But you see, one lie or one deception leads to another. And if you're watching closely, the federal government right now, not cooperating with Russia, with really going after the supposed ISIS or Al-Qaeda or give it a damn name. State-sponsored terrorism is what it is. To unseat another democratically elected leader in a Middle Eastern country. Period. End of story. So we will see, ladies and gentlemen, exactly where the firing of James Comey. I'm going to be particularly happy if the DIA head gets fired, the NSA, or sundry other agencies. You know, as a message that, hey, there's a new sheriff in town and we're going to do business a little bit differently. As the old saying goes, we shall definitely see. There's another story that's developing out there, apparently, out in Washington, and this comes from Oregon, the Oregonian. There's a tunnel that collapsed at Hanford nuclear site, and an emergency has been declared. Now, for a little bit more background on this, let me go back into the story here. The U.S. Department of Energy in Richland declared an emergency at the Hanford nuclear site in Washington today, this morning, after a portion of that tunnel containing rail cars storing nuclear waste collapsed. Now, there apparently has been no release of radiation and no workers were injured, said Randy Bradbury, a spokesman for the Washington State Department of Ecology. An emergency was declared at 8:26 this morning after employees noticed the collapse in the 200 East area during a routine surveillance. And this is according to Hanford Emergency Center spokesman Destry Henderson. About a 400-square-foot area of the ground sunk in near where two underground tunnels join, the Department of Energy has stated. The tunnels, one 360 feet long and the other 1,700 feet long, originally were used in the 1950s to store contaminated equipment. The tunnels have 8 feet of soil covering them. No workers were in the tunnel at the time, and six employees at the site of the tunnel collapse were evacuated. All employees in the Hanford site were told to take cover after inspectors found the collapse. And it's still unclear what caused the cave-in. Now, officials were using a robot to get closer, up to a half a mile, to monitor radiological and industrial hygiene. Well, that's a new term I've never heard. The Northwest News Network reported about 3,000 employees work in the 200 East area. And according to Governor Jay Inslee, he told reporters at the scene, at the moment we're focusing on the safety of workers and making sure there's no release beyond the immediate site. Now, everyone is accounted for and there's no initial indication of worker exposure or airborne radiation. Nearby roads weren't affected. The collapse initially triggered an alert, but it was later upgraded to a site area emergency, which means the incident could affect people in the site but not beyond its boundary. Residents of the nearby Benton and Franklin counties weren't required to take any action. The Oregon Department of Energy activated its Emergency Operations Center in response to the accident as a precaution. Nuclear experts at the Oregon Department said the incident didn't affect Oregon as a whole. While there are special precautions being taken at the Hanford site, Oregonians do not need to take any special precautions or protective actions. So, there you go. 1950s, huh? Yeah, the question was, what do we do with this nuclear waste? Was never really addressed, was it? Yeah, it's clean power, as long as you can keep the reactors intact. Fukushima. And we're still getting reports that massive die-offs of marine life on the west coast of the United States. How bad this is? Well, don't look to your news for the information because they're mute on the subject. There is a new thing going on in Syria, by the way. On Monday, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Malhem said that his government supports the Russian, Iranian, and Turkish plan, adding, the agreement reached aims to stop bloodshed and improve the living conditions of the Syrian population. He expressed hope that all armed parties will be committed to the provisions of the memorandum, but if any violations take place, the Syrian army will be prepared to respond in a decisive manner. Thanking the courage of the resilience of the Syrian people and the military, he said, we are exerting all possible efforts to prevent foreign interference in our affairs. Damascus rejects U.S.-controlled UN involvement and other international forces as de-escalation zone monitors. They're telling him, just butt your butt out of here, including any from NATO and or regional rogue states hostile to Syrian peace, stability, and sovereignty. The Syrian government is not afraid of its right to respond to any violation of the memorandum of the de-escalation zones, and it shoulders the guarantor that that's the state's first responsibility. We are confident that the Russian and Iranian guarantors will perform their duty in implementing this memorandum. Now, al-Malhem is wary of Turkey's intentions. which is he should be, because this asshat just asked Muslims to kind of move into Israel and start crap. Now there's a good idea. At any rate, this guy is wary of Turkey's intentions at war with Syria, wanting its northern territory annexed. Government forces will continue combating ISIS, al-Nusra, or any other terrorist groups attacking its people. And that includes the U.S. government, I would imagine. On Monday, Defense Secretary Mattis said general parameters of the de-escalation zone plan are well understood. The Pentagon is examining them with regard to who'll serve as monitors who signed up. Well, I got some breaking news here for you, Pentagon. They're not requesting or are you needed to monitor anything. As a matter of fact, if the United States butted out of Syria's business right now, this killing field that you have created, 500,000 dead so far, will come to a rapid close. Don't need you monitoring. We need you the hell out of there. Russia's proposal is an attempt to curb violence in designated areas, hoping it will advance eventual conflict resolution. Now, you remember Mr. Trump saying that they needed some safe spots in Syria, which people can go, that live in relative peace, and not be bombed the crap out of or shot at. And apparently, that's exactly what's taking place. Now, I would like to attribute this directly to Donald Trump. I cannot. But if we can, we will. I'm not anti-Trump here. I'm not pro-Trump, but I'm not anti-Trump. I'm on the Trump watch. Now, Washington wants endless war and regime change, both countries worlds apart on Syria and virtually all other geopolitical issues. And that is a true statement. We're the ones that have caused this chaos all across the Middle East. Looks like the rhetoric is calming down a little bit on let's go get North Korea, another diversion. Folks, can you think of anybody that we're claiming is the bad guys out there? Have they been aggressors to the United States? Did Muammar Gaddafi send terrorists into the country? Did Saddam Hussein from Iraq? Did Assad from Syria? Has Iran sent terrorists in the United States to blow us up? The false narrative is still being painted out there. We're being told that, there's going to be ISIS or Al-Qaeda or some unnamed terrorist group that's going to be attacking gun stores in America now. Really? How weak and lame is that? Well, they're claiming that they have thwarted, the United States government and all its agencies have thwarted 200 terrorist attacks in this country since 2013. And rather than getting emoted here in the moment and knee-jerking and reacting, let's ask the question again. Did you not think of a potential of blowback against the United States for the millions of people you've killed in the Middle East? Still an open question. Still haven't gotten an answer. So when you have somebody like Vladimir Putin and marches in, at the request, by the way, Russia did not invade Syria and start telling Assad what to do and we're here and we're going to take care of things. He was invited into Syria to stop the U.S. aggression and the toppling of his government. Period. End of story. You know, I was talking to the guys here at the network today that you don't see me chasing all these false narratives and all the false propaganda. You don't see me trying to grab the rabbit and diving down that hole to get lost. And I refuse to do that. As long as I know what the end game scenario really is, why do I need to get caught up in the ever-confusing and chaotic minutiae? That's what this crap is designed to do, folks. That's exactly what it's intended to do, is to befuddle you, destabilize you, make you fearful. I've had it with her fear porn, haven't you? And I've had it with all the purveyors of the fear porn. I am shocked, and I've got to say this before we go to break here. I am shocked, just as Jeff Rentz devoted an entire section on his website to Fukushima, now it's Muslim, 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 Muslim. Rather than this is being done, okay, this is who is responsible, and this is the who, what, where, when, and why this is being done. And the Jews are sitting in the back row of the theater just laughing their asses off. Wow. Minutia, what propaganda.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
P.J. Barton has put this together for all the talk show hosts on this network. And in case you haven't noticed, we're doing a pledge drive in the month of May that kicked off on Communist Day. I thought that was appropriate. And here is the script that he put together. 17 similar radio networks out of the total of 25 Patriot networks have gone bust over the past few years. It's extremely difficult to generate advertising revenue in a declining economy of the same period, and getting paid from the same advertisers is extremely difficult, even when some of the same group claim to be loyal patriots. Now, for these reasons, RBN has been within hours of closing down on at least six occasions over the past couple of years. And I've cut the cost of the network operations down from 20 plus thousand, well, actually it was 30 grand not too many years ago, to right around, depending on the month, roughly $11,000, maybe $12,000 during the same time. And there's really nothing left to cut here, folks. Now, there is a list of tech equipment that badly needs to be replaced at the station, and there's no funds available to do so. RBN is regularly being hacked and attacked by the security services for telling the truth on all the various issues that we cover. And PJ puts in here, he says, my own program, the Barden Report, was massively attacked via Skype last month. It's called the Red Hat Attack, of which he explained to me. And folks, this is, there's a gentleman he's acquainted with that I guess used to work for DARPA and was aware of the different levels of a hack and attacks that have been done. Now, there's no equivalent radio network that could come close to this network. And we never dilute the message. So, folks, we are doing a pledge drive. I want to thank Don here. Don called in during my show. Mike, okay. Donation of $300. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. And the goal for this month-long pledge drive, folks, is to raise about 30 grand. And that breaks down to about $1,500 per host. Now, some are going to make it, some are going to exceed it, but we're keeping a close eye on this. What we want to do is get a few jumps ahead here to do what we have to do, maintaining the network, constantly trying to improve the quality, and that's a tough thing to do when you ain't got no money. And a little shout out to Mr. T. He has been very instrumental in keeping us online. But folks, you know, to run an entire network, to support 23 different talk show hosts, and to do that for a lousy 12 grand a month, that is a feat unto itself. So, call us today. Not one call. Well, we've had, what, two calls into the network on my show today? Two calls. Make the call now to 800-724-2719. Extension 3. Mikey's sitting there and joining his, what is that, Chinese what? I don't even know what you just said. I don't like Chinese food, so I'm not going to repeat it. At any rate, go to our website. They accept all cards at the PayPal website. Go to the donate button on republicbroadcasting.org. You know, if you let that little button hover there, you know, you can do a dollar a day, but right now we're in a pledge drive mode. So donate as much as you can to keep this network going so you can be supplied with the information that is going to be pertinent for your life, not only today, but into the future. We're not changing anything. No fluff programming. No garnering of funds that is basically a non sequitur. In other words, junk programming. Support us, folks. You can send us a donation to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That is our address. That is also, that can address can be found. If you're traveling around listening to us on the radio or iPhone or however you're listening to us, go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. You can donate through PayPal. Our address, if you want to remain more anonymous or it's easier for you to send a donation through the mail. Or you can just call us at 800-724-2719. Extension 3, Mike would be happy to take your donation. That means he'll be paid next week. He'll be happy to accommodate you. I want to thank you for being here today. See you back here tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And please, folks, donate today. God, is there anything in the queue there? Oh, let's not be quiet. Get back to the programming. There it is.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.